I'm going down to the Greyhound station, gonna get a ticket to ride.
Hi, I'm Brian from Olathe, Kansas, and you're listening to WGXC Akron 90.7 FM.
Hey everybody, this is Tony at Large. Tune in to the Eclectomaniac radio show for a fun, sexy mix of new hits, throwbacks, and remixes. Third Wednesday of the month from 7 to 9:30 p.m. only on WGXC 90.7 FM Accra. Love is the answer. Tune in.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the Healthcare Consortium, a rural health network dedicated to improving access to health care and supporting the health and well-being of the people in our rural community. Throughout 2018, the Healthcare Consortium will be celebrating 20 years of serving the residents of Columbia and Greene counties. To learn more about the Healthcare Consortium and its services, please visit www.columbiahealthnet.org or call 518 822-8820.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, June 1st, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Diane Walden is reporting for the Columbia paper. The $3 million sale of the Catamount Ski Area in Copeg closed on May 18th. The 355-acre ski area on Route 23 that straddles the New York-Massachusetts border is now owned by the Schaefer family, proprietors of the Berkshire East Mountain Resort in Claremont, Massachusetts. Tom Gilbert and Rich Edwards, who have been operating Catamount for the past decade, will stay on indefinitely as part of the new management team. Edwards is the ski area's marketing director, and Gilbert is the general manager. Edwards said the sale was motivated by needed improvements and upgrades. He said, and I quote, "It's kind of bittersweet that we couldn't provide the upgrades that Catamount needs," end quote. Attributing the lack of success to the weather, Edward said, and I quote, "We couldn't deal with the weather fluctuations. It's a challenge. You can't beat Mother Nature. It's time to pass it on," end quote. Catamount operations will continue without interruption. Summer operations are now underway and include an aerial adventure park with 12 self-guided treetop courses, including 3 zipline courses. And you can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Carly Miller is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Residents at the Hoppo Nose Federal Housing Complex in Catskill have presented the Catskill Housing Authority with a petition demanding the removal of its executive director, Nina Krupski, alleging she harassed and overcharged residents and neglected much-needed improvements to the complex. The petition bore 41 signatures, but residents Gail Lee and Cleo Robinson said that although more residents wanted to sign, they declined, saying they feared retaliation. Lee said, and I quote, "People are afraid to speak out. They're scared of being evicted. People live in deplorable conditions," end quote. Complaints range from charges for routine maintenance, overcharging residents for late fees, dangerous playground conditions, and a laundromat that has been unusable for months. The Catskill Housing Authority Board held a closed-door session to discuss the petition May 30th. Krupski declined to comment on the petition or any other matter raised by the residents. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Sarah Roach is reporting for the Times Union. New York has the third lowest gun suicide rate in the United States, which a gun violence prevention advocacy group attributes to its strict gun control laws. A study by the Violence Policy Center found that states with relatively lax gun laws report some of the highest suicide rates in the country. Gun violence experts said the study shows that overall suicide rates could drop if gun laws were tightened. Violence Policy Center Legislative Director Kristen Rand said, and I quote, "People need to understand the risk when they bring guns into the home. Too many people think they're making themselves safer when they bring a gun into the home, but the opposite is true," end quote. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, gun suicide deaths account for 2/3 of all gun deaths nationwide. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Village of